of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 14th of November, 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam Territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey Campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's civic election time, and with new rules in place, whomever we elect tomorrow will be in office for the next 4 years. Turnout last time was only 34% in Vancouver, and people are trying some very creative ways to raise that number. We'll talk to one of those people in a few minutes. We also get a visit from Shindig semifinalist Pale Red, fresh off their appearance last night right here in this studio on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Plus our usual rundown of things happening in the local indie music, film, and theater worlds. We got a great hour coming up, so don't touch that dial. And first, to kick things off, we're going to play a little music from local ska favorites, Rude City Riot. They're going to be playing at the Fairview Pub in a couple of weeks, so get ready for this.
Rudis, Rudis, Rudis don't care.
As I mentioned at the top of the show, tomorrow is Election Day, civic election day throughout the province, and we have been notoriously lax in going out to vote, and one of the people who wants to do something about that is on the phone right now. It's Mike Funergy. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Dave.
So what have you got planned for tomorrow?
Well, here's sort of the quick background here is that when we go vote, it always sort of feels like a chore that... We sort of go by ourselves and stand in this single file line. So what I've got planned for tomorrow is to go as a group and to make voting fun, to make it into an exciting event. So I'm having everybody meet at Grandview Park and Commercial Drive and to dress in costumes and to bring noisemakers, hula hoops, bubble wands, whatever anyone thinks of, and we'll turn it into a party. So it's a voting party.
So you're going to have a gang of people show up at the polling booth ready for party, and they'll all have their registration cards, I am assuming, and actually go in and vote.
Yeah, you got it. We're going to go show up to the polling station as a party.
Right. Now, have you tried anything like this before? I'm just wondering how the people at the polling station are going to receive it.
I have not. It's going to be an interesting experiment. I've done flash mob type stuff before.
Yeah.
Sure many of our listeners are familiar with flash mobs. For me, I've organized a unicorn stampede once down Commercial Drive, which was a lot of fun. And
yeah.
It gets a lot of attention, and people usually honk their horns, and people will join in. And everybody loves it. There's sort of a power behind having fun.
What I find kind of ironic about it, though, is like stuff like flash mobs are kind of associated with anarchists, you know, like the Groucho Marxists and that, just sort of, you know, spontaneous fun without rules and without control. And to have anarchy involved in getting people to vote is a nice irony that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, that's my excitement about it, too, is that usually we do these things without a purpose.
Yeah.
It's just sort of to go out and be silly, but to actually do it with a reason, with a cause behind it. That's part of what excites me about it.
All right, so you're asking people to gather at Grandview Park tomorrow. What time?
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, and then will there be events and things happening on at the park before you head off to the polling station?
Well, we'll have music there, and I'm asking people to bring noisemakers and whatever fun toys they have.
Yeah.
And then it's a chance to meet people and see our friends and meet new friends and we'll talk politics while having a party.
Exactly. Well, it sounds great. I hope it. I hope it turns out you get a great turnout and we get a lot of people out to vote. I was talking to a friend of mine last week about the voting turnout. You know, we had like 34% last time around, and he had a very interesting point. He said, "What that means is that those of us that actually went out and voted had three times as much power as we should have."
That's right. Each vote is even more significant.
Yeah.
And now we get to have fun while doing it.
That's a great idea. All right. Well, like I said, I hope it turns out to be a big success and you get a big turnout. So thanks for taking the time, Mike.
Yeah, for sure. And if anybody feels like joining, feels like voting while having fun.
Everybody's welcome. I noticed on the like you've got a Facebook page up.
Yes, I do. There's an event page, the East Van Voting Party.
Yeah, and so there's more information on there. But one of the things I like about it is that it says even if you've already voted or you aren't eligible or you live in another city, just show up anyway because it's still a party.
Yeah, come have fun.
Exactly. All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Will do. It'll be fun.
Okay, great. Last night I was up at the Biltmore. And saw Big John Bates, who we talked to last week, and they are kicking off their big tour. They're heading off to Vancouver Island today. They're going to be at the Waverly in Cumberland tomorrow or tonight, and then tomorrow in Victoria at the V Lounge, and then after that they head up into the interior. And they're touring with White Cowbell Oklahoma. So two great acts going on. If you're on the island, make sure you go and check that out. And we'll start with Big John Bates. And this is Dusty Bones and Missionary Man.
I was born an original sinner. I was born from original sin. Paid a dollar bill for all the things I've done. Out of a mountain of money piled up to my chin.
This is the main event. This Friday on CITR, women's hockey returns to the airwaves. Fresh off a bye week, the Thunderbirds head back to UBC to take on the Alberta Pandas in a matchup of two of the best teams in the conference. Puck drop goes at 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. The next night, the T-Birds are on the hardwood for volleyball action. At 5 p.m., the women's team looks to continue their winning ways and move up the Canada West standings in a tilt against first-place Alberta. At 7 p.m., the men are in action against number one-ranked Alberta. Both games can be heard on 101.9 FM. You just gotta love sports.
Come enjoy British Columbia's beautiful wilderness with UBC Varsity Outdoors. Try your hand at hiking, backcountry skiing, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we have trips happening every week, usually at no cost. I'm just living my dream. Check us out online at ubc-voc.com. Everybody
who should live it. And now, warming up in the studio, we have Shindig semifinalists, Pale Red. Hi, gang.
Hello.
So, first of all, tell us who you are. Names?
Miles and Portia and Charlotte.
Okay.
I'm Charlotte.
No, nobody on the radio could see who you were pointing to.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Miles, say hi.
Hi.
And Portia?
Hello.
And Charlotte?
Hello.
There we go. All right. So, how long have you guys been a band?
Since January, this band, but we've played together since we were like 15.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to do the folk rock thing, and now we do this weird thing.
All right, well, why don't we hear what that weird thing is?
Cool. All right.
Sounds good.
That's it?
That's all you get.
I realize as you're playing that I made a big mistake. I had to, you know, kind of create a recording studio out of our DJ booth here, and I used the wrong mic. If I took the mic that you're singing into from the other mic stand, then I would have two available to me instead of just one. But, you know, That's fine.
This is even a nicer setup than we have when we record our own music, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I want to talk about that, because, like, you do have stuff out on Bandcamp, right? Mm-hmm. But you recorded it on your phone.
Yeah. That's all we have.
Yeah. But I love that.
It's not even a good phone.
We didn't even, like, try hard to find the best spot in the room. We were just like, that should be good.
Yeah.
We literally just, like, we just tried it out.
And there it is. And now it's out there. Yeah. You know?
Well, that's the beauty of being able to publish just by putting it on the internet. Rather than having to, like, pay to press something and then try to sell it at shows. Like,
so immediate.
You just, like, post it online, put the link on your Facebook, and your mom will do the rest.
So are you guys from Vancouver?
Not originally, no.
Where are you from?
We're from Gabriel Island.
Oh, okay.
For the most part. Yeah.
All three of you. So you grew up together?
I grew up in Vancouver. I moved to Gabriola when I was 15 and met a whole bunch of weird people there.
And then she brought us back to the big
There's weird people on Gabriola?
Exclusively, almost.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like the island of misfit toys. Yeah.
So how was your Shindig experience?
That was
amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
So fun. That was like one of the first shows where we didn't recognize most of the people in the audience, but people.
That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah. It was such a pleasure to play for a group of new people.
It really was the first one that we felt like we're really breaking into the scene.
Yeah.
We're getting into the community and meeting bands that we like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's great.
Have you got anything else coming up?
No. We're playing the next Shindig in January.
Yeah.
And I was hustling to find a gig to promote.
The only one we could find.
He won't let us on the radio unless we have something to promote. We have to get something out.
Yeah, we were going to do a show last night, and then we did Radio Hell instead.
Yeah, you guys were here last night, and I didn't even know about it till this morning, so I didn't even hear it. So if I ask any questions you've already answered, please forgive us.
Oh, no worries. We're happy to reiterate.
I'm sure we have new listeners today anyway, so it's not long. So let's hear another one. What have you got?
All right.
First of all, what was the name of the one before?
That's called
I Am the Meter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a weird little one that's been floating around for a few years, and we finally figured out a way to do it that we like.
So. Great. Yeah, it's nice.
Wow, did you write it when you were like 16 or something?
Yeah, that's an old one.
It's catchy.
It's good, eh?
Yeah. So what's next?
The next one is called Cloud Song. And I might move this mic a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Make this song features.
Do what makes you comfortable. You're listening to Pale Red on Dave Radio on CITR. Pale Red on Dave Radio on CITR. Now, you guys are on Bandcamp. And do you have any other kind of web presence, Facebook page?
We're having a lot of fun with Twitter lately.
Oh, yeah.
Posting random small insights and links to things. And we've got a Tumblr page and a Facebook page. Yeah.
The Tumblr page is kind of the one that unites all of them together.
Yeah.
It's just Pale Red Tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks so much for being here. And and onward and upward, you guys are back at Shindig in January for the semis. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Shindig happens every Tuesday night at the Hindenburg in Gastown. And while I'm talking about it, congratulations to Malk for winning last week. And next week's bands are Spring Breaks, Skim Milk, and Two Doges, and a couple of Bods. And, I'm gonna play some tunes from them later on. So... I think we got time for one more.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Yeah.
So, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. What do you want to do, Boy Kings or Kappa?
Mm. Let's do Kappa.
Kappa?
Okay. This one's about a Japanese mythological river creature.
I'm not afraid to die. told you what happened to your father?
You told me enough.
No, I am your father.
Calling all film lovers, the 5th Annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is happening November 14th to 16th at the Van City Theater. With 17 films and 4 web series, you'll have your fill of all things short film. Tickets at vsff.com.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell!
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And while we're talking about Shindig, I just want to once again congratulate Malik for taking it on Tuesday night. This is their song, Milk Is Everywhere. That's last week's Shindig winner, and we'll do a little preview of who's coming up. Shindig, of course, takes place, the Vancouver CITR's Battle of the Bands. It takes place every Tuesday night at the Hindenburg, which is at 23 West Cordova. It's a contest that's been going on for 30 years now. Some amazing bands have come out of Shindig, and some amazing bands are in it this year. So this is a preview of what you can expect this coming Tuesday night, November 18th. Shindig Night 5. This is Skim Milk, followed by Spring Breaks and Two Dogs and a couple of Bods.
Shut up, guys.
Someone help me, I'm under attack from so scary, heavy maniac. He's almost 8 feet tall and he's awful clingy. Now people let me catch him by the meanest thingy. He gave a while ago just to play. Such a comedy I have to play. Now I can't get nothing done when he's around. He never wants to leave and it's getting me down. Someone help me, I'm out of control. But the devil wants to see my soul. He's over 8 feet tall and strangling now. Open up your door with the fiend.
Well, your total is $28.50. How would you like to pay for that, Matthew? May I use student card, please? Sure, that is great.
Well, that's it. We are almost out of time. I got all this stuff to tell you about what's happening in theater, what auditions are coming up, what's movies to go see, and we just ran out of time. We just had way too much fun today. There's a couple of things I do want to make sure that you're aware of. One is my friends at the Ensemble Theater Company are doing their general auditions for the upcoming season, and they want to make sure they get a turnout for that. Their season this year includes plays like Tizzy Pitty, She's a Whore, The Children's Hour, and Frost Nixon. And you can just find them on their website, ensembletheater.com. And there was another one here. Oh, boy. Now I'm just going through paper here. The Enigmas. Don't forget The Enigmas playing tomorrow night at the Imperial at 319 Main. And if you can't get to that one, head up to Slickety Jim's to see the No Funds Fall in Love and No Fun City at Slickety Jim's tomorrow night. Movies, First Weekend Club, the national organization that helps to promote Canadian-made film, and the movie to see this weekend is here somewhere on this piece of paper. Oh, my God, I'm running out of time. I'm going crazy. Here we go. It's called Work, Weather, Wife, and it's a character-driven thematic film that touches audiences' emotions. The message of the film is killing a woman is not an honor, but treating her with respect is. Work, Weather, Wife, and that is in theaters around Vancouver. Check your local listings. The midnight show at the Rio is Battle Royal, Kenji Fukasaku's modern cult classic. In the future, the Japanese government captures a class of ninth grade students and forces them to kill each other under the Revolutionary Battle Royal Act. Could you kill your best friend? That's the midnight show at the Rio tonight. And that is our time. Thanks very much for spending your lunch hour with us. A special thanks to the good folks of Pale Red for coming by and entertaining us for the past hour. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica will be here with Femme Concept to take you through the afternoon, and don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks a lot, and bye-bye.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look,
I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
The 9th Independent and Nonpartisan British Columbia Electoral Boundaries Commission wants your input on the area, boundaries, and names of provincial electoral districts to be used for the next two provincial general elections. This democratic process is a unique opportunity for British Columbians to provide their views about how their communities are represented geographically in the Legislative Assembly. Views, submissions, and presentations may be made through an online submission form at www.bc-ebc.ca, by email to info@bc-ebc.ca, or by mail to Post Office Box 9275, Station Provincial Government, Victoria, BC, V8W9J6. All submissions must be received by Sunday, November 16, 2014. Visit the Commission's website to learn about the Commission, how to join a public hearing, view current electoral district maps, and provide input at www.bc-ebc.ca.
Lost, but now I'm found, was blind.
Good afternoon, sweet world. This is Femme Concept. My name is Erica.
My name is Eleanor.
And you're tuned into CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver.
The most sunny but most cold place.
It's cold. Yeah. It's like, it's very cold.
It's November 14th, I guess it makes sense.
We got those Arctic winds coming through.
It's Canada. What did we just start off with?
So we just listened to a song called Metal Heart by Cat Power. And nice. This is from her album from 2008 called Jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
A cover album, but that one was actually an original composition.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was playing on repeat in a coffee shop, and I had to put it on our show.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of songs I feel like I could hear on repeat. I would probably get frustrated normally.
It was nice. It was nice steady background and like having covers, there's a bunch of variations. So yeah. It was just like, and she's covered Joni Mitchell on that album.
Yeah.
And
she doesn't shy away from them.
No, I know. We were just talking about how covers are...
awesome to hear them.
Yeah, it's so good because a great song is a great song, and then you can just revamp it a million different ways, and it's still going to be a great song. So
I definitely have appreciation for when people take huge risks with covers too, and don't just. I mean, sometimes it's nice when they stay true to it, but when they just do it their totally own way, and then you're like
a folk
whoa.
Song, and then like electronic or something.
She does that really well a lot of the time. Sometimes she's pretty. True to the original, but we got lots of good stuff for you today. Talk about some interesting things coming up too, so lots to cover. So stay with us. Thanks for tuning in. We are gonna go now to some Angel Olsen, another track from her deluxe issue of her album Burn Your Fire for No Witness, out on November 18th digitally. They're not doing a physical release, sadly, but that's okay. The song we're gonna play is called Only With You.
You can love, you can love, you can lose when it all looks the same. You can love, you can love, you can lose when you're tired. Here I am, there you are, I don't know where we're going or where we have been. I look back when I know it's not there where I left, have to find it again. Well, the feeling I had when it had me, it was only with you. Here it is, there it goes, was a force of its own. Just passing through.